I do wonder if what is happening is, and you know, you've heard of Dr. Brian Artis talking about that there is snake venom in a lot of these, perhaps Ozempic and medications, right? My curiosity, because when I went and broke down, because I just completely decompose and disseminate a lot of these studies or labels that people don't read before they poke or before they take a prescription, right? So if you look at Ozempic, what is the backbone of Ozempic? It's a yeast. And that's what they add to the water constitution. So we have to, if we're doing injections that are peptides, which the one we're talking about today is not, but every GLP-1, the ones that they're selling as Ozempic, et cetera, every GLP-1 is an injectable. You can also take it orally as well, but it's about half as effective, but it's more effective in an insulin needle. So my curiosity and deep intuition is telling me that when they activate, because they're the ones that are reconstituting it and selling it to you and just saying, just inject this yourself. I think that they're putting things in it. I think that they're possibly putting things in it, such as a snake venom. That's not proven.
Just a brief interruption to the program to talk to you about peptides. I'm working with Dr. Diane Kaiser to bring you guys peptides. I'll have a link below. So if you have any questions on any of this, you can join her tribe for $1 and get all your questions answered. But I have some exciting ones to bring to you. I'm using them too. I have this anti-aging one that works wonders on helping the cell generation and building up your collagen. And then I have the retatrutide, if I pronounced that right. The retatrutide has shown in studies, it's amazing. In 36 weeks, in human trials, have shown an average of 24% reduction in body weight. Incredible. And then I have another one, SLUPP-332. That one you can get in capsules. I call it the moron proof because you can get it in capsules. You don't have to inject yourself. It's not nasal spray. But that one is making in the bodybuilding industry is just game changer, because in mice, in the trials, it showed a 12% reduction in body weight in 4 weeks. It mimics exercise. They're seeing 70% greater endurance. I mean, it's just incredible. It's taking that industry by storm, and you can get it in capsules. And I have a link below as well. I'm very excited about this. So I hope you join me in this journey and try some of these peptides. Okay, so I have the link below, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dr. Diane Kaiser coming back to the program. We're going to be doing these regular shows talking about different GLP-1s, but this one we're talking about Sloop, which is an exercise mimicker. It's new. It's a new compound. But in preclinical trials, obese mice lost 12% of their weight in 4 weeks. And they also increase their endurance by 70%. It's incredible what it's happening. And she's going to explain what this is. This one's not as aggressive as some of these other GLP-1s where people are really losing weight fast. It is from a weight loss standpoint, but it's not as hard on your body. And it has so many other benefits other than weight loss. It has cognitive clarity benefits. It has muscle benefits. It's absolutely incredible. So it's like, how can you possibly mimic exercise in a capsule? It looks like this does that. And she's going to talk about it. We're going to talk about other GLP-1s. And I'm hearing that this is kind of the holy grail of medicine. It's taking care of a lot of things that our body's not creating. And the source problem for a lot of this is toxins and stress and all the crap that we bring being bombarded with. So she's going to talk about that and why peptides are so great. But I'm really excited about this Sloop. It's actually called SLUPP-332, but everybody in the wellness of bodybuilding, the exercise industry has narrowed it down and they call it Sloop. And so it's slang for them. And the interesting thing is you're finding more people trying this out in athletes and bodybuilders, because they're trying to get that edge, right? And anything to get the edge. But the interesting thing is it benefits everybody. Middle-aged people, if you can't keep up anymore with younger people, or you just don't have the energy to exercise. I mean, this is one of those things that maybe can help. And people who can't exercise, they have some kind of injury or whatever, this helps them too. You hear it and you go, this is just too good to be true. But it looks like there's elements to show that it really does do some of this. Of course, you can never replace actual exercise and eating well, but this is really showing great exercise mimicking abilities. There's so many benefits to exercise, and it helps flush out your system. There's so many things. And so this thing is a game changer for sure. And we're going to talk about it here. If you're interested in trying it, I will have the link below. I also have a coupon where you can save 10%, and or you can go to sarahwestfeld.com under shop. I have it right on the top. Otherwise, let's get into this really good conversation that I have with Dr. Diane Kayser, and you can learn all about it. Okay, here we go. Hi, Dr. Diane. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Sarah. Good to be here. I love your audience and I love being with you.
Thank you. I have the best audience. I mean, I've been told by scientists or people who have come on my show and they tell me you have the smartest, most in tune, nicest people that of any podcast that I go on. And I've heard that. I can't tell you how many times. So I love it when I hear good things. It's really
Yeah,
cool.
conscious, critical thinking, not victim, like wanting to really take charge, the warrior
Yeah.
types, also with a big heart and huge spirits. That's what we need as leadership today, you know?
That's right. You do. That's what we have, both men and women. I mean, just a great group. Okay. Let's talk about peptides, 'cause I put out a article about Sloop. And I'm going to call it Sloop 'cause I can't tell the whole number thing. And we'll talk about it. But it is absolutely remarkable. I had doctors send me stuff. I had Cliff High, he's trying it now and he's going to come back on my show. And what I heard is that this is taking the bodybuilding, the people who are trying to maximize their effectiveness in exercise and wellness, this is like on fire with these guys. But I also think that there's other really cool things about it. It mimics exercise, apparently. And
Yes.
which is seems almost crazy. I mean, it seems absurd. Can you talk about that? I mean, is it hot? What the heck?
Yeah. Well, Sloop is it's a new one, and the reason why we call it Sloop is just because it's SLUPP332. We'll get into, what it is, what it does, and why it's something of interest to virtually every human at this point, what it offers. And so we'll get into that, but it just for lack of better terms, we'll call it Sloop. A lot of peptides, they're used in like chains of letters and numbers, and then we just make fun names with them. The one that most people know the most is an Ozempic, and a lot of the other ones that are out there, they're called GLP-1s,
Yeah.
which basically our gut makes like 90, 80, 90% of them. And our guts are destroyed today because of poisons and pathogens and programming, a lot of stress. And so what you'll notice in the peptide world, and our last show is very popular because people don't realize that Ozempic and Wegovy and a lot of the other GLP-1s that are being sold for $1,500 a month as one injection that can help rid the body of fat, they are peptides, but the peptides are not the bad thing. It's the way that it's sold and how expensive it is and how hard it is to access. It's not long term, it's not sustainable, and people don't realize that we should be on and off of them. So when we talk about peptides, you're going to hear things that are typically numbers and letters, and you may have also heard of another one that's very, very popular that people are taking, and that's called BPC, Body Protective Compound. And that's really the whole body needs it because our bodies are being torn apart by, like I said, the three P's, the poisons, the pathogens, and the programming and the propaganda. And so we're living in a stressful world, which essentially deactivates our body's ability to communicate from brain to organ, cells to organ. And so really, we can heal our bodies. We can self-heal with these peptides very fast. And Sloop is one that is really changing the game for peptides, and it's accessible for less than $100 for like a 2-month supply. And it could help do all the things that most of us are after. Like it gives us energy, helps us sleep better, helps to burn off the fat that otherwise, wait a minute, you'd have to go exercise really hard to burn this fat. But it is, it's like exercise in a bottle. We're not saying don't go exercise and don't move and not be conscious of what you're eating, but it's really taking a lot of the years of trauma from this really crazy world that over the last 100 years since Rockefeller got into medicine and made our waistline expand so that we're eating food we can't turn it into fuel. And people are trying to figure out how to improve their A1C levels, which is our body's ability to use sugar for fuel. People are looking to help their, let's say, treat the lab tests. And I'm like, hold on, let's treat the person. Let's figure out
Yeah.
what's going on. And Sloop is one of those ones that we'll talk about today. And I've got some slides prepared that it's like the holy grail of everything that we've been suffering from in one pill. And it's not even an injection form. So it's
Yeah,
awesome.
it's really incredible. So why is it like Ozempic has a lot of side effects? And I spent a weekend going through a bunch of peptides, looking at the clinical studies, looking at the side effects, looking at, and like retatrutide, I always pronounce that right wrong.
Retatrutide.
Yeah, retatrutide. That one, I'm trying it right now, and it's
Good.
aggressive. I lost like 5 pounds the first week, right? But
Amazing.
I, how, why it doesn't show any side effects, anything that's serious. Why does that not have side effects, but Ozempic does?
Great question. So, first of all, Ozempic is a peptide. It starts with the peptide, semaglutide. So you've probably, so you can hear a little bit of commonality in the words that Sarah and I are speaking to you. And please don't get overwhelmed just because this is scientific. Okay. I'm a doctor, but I also try to speak directly to your level. So sometimes I'm going to simplify sometimes, and you have doctors who are listening and very smart people are listening as well. So I'm going to speak to as much as I can, every audience of every different level of understanding and understanding. Okay. So semaglutide, terzepatide, retatrutide, they all end with tide. So think about it like the tides of the ocean will dictate how we feel based on lunar cycles. We are made of 70% water. And what the water is composed of, whether it's, and I say poisons and pathogens, pathogens are like parasites and candida and bacteria, right? That's pathogens. Then there's poisons. Whatever is in the body, whatever is inside of the water structure of our body, dictates how we exist in this realm, whether or not we survive or thrive. So the more the toxins in the body, the more that these external forces of 5G, EMF, will harm us or not harm us as much, right? We want to be harmonized, not harmed. So the less poisons we have in the body, the better. Now, that being said, all of the tides, the semaglutide, the tirzepatide, the retatrutide, there is a corresponding GLP-1 prescription medication that they're happy to sell you for $1,500 a month. They're happy to. Sarah, they want 50% of children at the age of 12 to be on Ozempic for the rest of their life.
That's just not good. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. So,
It's
I mean, that's the
disturbing.
problem. We don't want something that we're going to be using forever. So, why? But what is the difference that it creates? Because I'm looking at really serious side effects. When I spent a lot of time on ChatGPT. Okay,
Good for
it's
you.
really a good. It's a good tool for doing clinical studies in this area and looking at all that stuff. Ozempic has some pretty bad side effects, whereas this doesn't. So what
Yep.
is,
And let me
yeah, you
get
were
to
going to
the
answer that, but the side effects, first of all, the side effects, they're looking at maybe cancer. They're looking at, maybe you can talk about that too.
Yeah, I've got a couple of slides that we'll get to that answers this question even more in detail, which I think it's very important for everybody to understand about whenever you're taking any peptide supplementation, whether it's a prescription or it's just the peptides like we're talking about today. So just to simplify it again, as what Sarah's mentioning, so there's Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro. Those are all different types of peptides plus other things.
It's the
So, you
plus other
know,
things.
yes, it's the plus other things and minus the lifestyle modifications that are not being preached as much from MDs who are prescribing this stuff. They are mentioning it, but they don't really have a system of supervision where they're really emphasizing you really need to practice the tenets that I'm going to talk about in a couple of these slides. That's number one. We'll get to that. Number two, I do wonder if what is happening is, and you know, you've heard of Dr. Brian Artis talking about that there is snake venom in a lot of these, perhaps Ozempic and medications, right? My curiosity, because when I went and broke down, because I just completely decompose and disseminate a lot of these studies or labels that people don't read before they poke or before they take a prescription, right? So if you look at Ozempic, what is the backbone of Ozempic? It's a yeast. And that's what they add to the water constitution. So we have to, if we're doing injections that are peptides, which the one we're talking about today is not, but every GLP-1, the ones that they're selling as Ozempic, et cetera, every GLP-1 is an injectable. You can also take it orally as well, but it's about half as effective, but it's more
Yeah.
effective in an insulin needle. So my curiosity and deep intuition is telling me that when they activate, because they're the ones that are reconstituting it and selling it to you and just saying, just inject this yourself. I think that they're putting things in it. I think that they're possibly putting things in it, such as the snake venom. That's not proven.
Do
It's
you
a
think
suspicion.
possibly it's for, because they create so many of them, they might have preservatives and other things in
They
there.
do. They do have
And
preservatives.
so they have preservatives and other things that to help it as part of the preservative package that actually could cause damage.
I agree. So they do that. They do the preservatives that we don't when we're doing the reconstituting ourselves, right? What do I mean by reconstitution? Not sloop, but if you guys were to have listened to Sarah and my last show, which was a great show, and we can go straight into like what to do today. So if you follow the links that Sarah will post in this episode, you guys, as long as you register as a VIP on the link that she sends you, it doesn't cost anything, but you just gain greater access to the peptides that they can't have front facing because of the regulations that are, of course, the FDA and the CDC. They don't want us to have this stuff. They want to sell it to us at $1,500 a pop, where you can get it for $200 a month. So you can access these things. When you get them in a tiny little vial with powder in it. Then you just reconstitute it with this bacteriostatic water, with this just small little diabetic needle that you can get at CVS or Walgreens. It's so easy. And I have all of the instructions on how to do this in my VIP membership site, which you guys can access to with Sarah's links. It's really simple. People make it really hard out there on how to do it, but it's really, really easy. And I've simplified it a lot. So all you do is you add this bacteriostatic water to the little peptide vial, and then you inject yourself every week with this stuff, not sloop, but the GLP-1s.
And the
But
sloop is
how
what
does
we're
it
going to talk
stop?
about because it's capsules. People feel safer about that. So,
That's a great start. And
yeah.
so the bacteriostatic water that we're using doesn't have all those preservatives. You need to use those peptides within a few months. But what the FDA does is a completely different ball game. So they also don't sell it with a lifestyle that you should be really focused on making sure that your hormones are balanced, your testosterone is optimized, and you're taking care of yourself and you're moving and you're exercising and you're eating healthy levels of protein. So I'll talk about that next, but those are my two biggest beefs with it, where people are getting like thyroid cancer or they're going blind. One of the followers I have, after what I warned them about, that a lot of people are seeing that they're going blind because of wasting eye disease. And somebody commented, said, yeah, my left eye went blind after 3 months of using Ozempic.
Oh my
And they're
gosh.
selling it like you have to be on it for life, whereas we're selling it like you go on it and then you go off of it so that you don't have to be codependent on it for life, which is a
Yeah.
great thing.
And maybe you go on it every so often just to maintain or something, but in general you don't. I want to talk about the sloop because when I was doing my research, it was, mimicking exercise. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. Like, what the heck is this? But I also, it reminds me of some things that I'm working with some scientists on years, they've been working on for years here, and they're ready to come out with it pretty soon. But it actually does like for stroke victims, it's reversing the issues in their brain. And I don't think it's this, it's a variation of this. I think this is going to sloop and what it is and what the the compounds are, I think of variations of those are going to be, it's going to magnet, it's in, pretty incredible.
It's working with the very key root causes that 90% plus of the population, at least in America, have, which is metabolic syndrome. It doesn't mean full-on type 2 diabetes, but it's the precursor. It's high sugar levels, it's high unhealthy cholesterol levels, it's sluggish bile, it's low levels of mitochondrial production, which at this point, the patients that we test, if you look at an iPhone and you see it in the red, basically your phone's saying, I'm at 20%, I need to be charged or else, and it's a cell phone. We are all, our cells in our body are the sole creators of our energy, and it's made by the cells called a mitochondria. And so basically, every patient that we test is less than 20%. Their batteries are less than 20%, which means that their cells have lost 80% of energetic makeup and output. So we are all, as a society, struggling with energy, brain fog, disease. Every you show me somebody who has a red in the form of their iPhone and but internally in their body, they are going to get cancer. That's the start of every disease, is that they have mitochondrial dysfunction and metabolic syndrome, which then leads to all of these diseases. So the diseases that we're given are, they're rare, they're genetic, it's your age, it's stress, just exercise more. It's all nonsense. They're never going to teach you what we're talking about right now, which is the root cause is that we have metabolic syndrome. We are not making enough energy from our cells. We need to fix that. And if we don't have enough energy from our cells, our brain can't connect to our organs, cannot connect to our endocrine glands to tell it to make things or to make bile, to release toxins, to carry out xenoestrogens from our gallbladder through the fat cells, through the liver, through the kidneys, and out. This is why we get cancer. This is why we get autoimmune disease. This is why we're sick. So we don't need this next vaccine that's promising that it can get rid of cancer. That's, I don't agree with what just came out with that whole thing
That's
from
incredible.
yeah, this is the other version. This is the natural way to undo all of that, so we don't have to do a vaccine. But it's a just different vial and it's much more natural. So
It
let's talk
feels
about.
like we're being harvested, you know, just our everything. It's harvesting for money, harvest just, it's incredible. Okay, you have a presentation you want to show.
Yes, I do.
Let's get that going. People are going to be really floored by some of this thing. I'm really excited waiting for mine to come in, and I'm going to be trying it. Like I said, the one that I'm on right now is really working, but this, I'm even more excited for.
Yes. Okay. Let me get my slideshow presented. Hold on. Okay. So, just as a reminder, this is part of RFK's administration that he quoted, FDA's war on public health is about to end. This includes its aggressive supplementation suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds like EDTA, which helps to get rid of graphene oxide and heavy metals, et cetera. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean food, sunshine, and many, many other things that really constitute how to help ourselves be our own best doctor and to self-heal and utilize what God gave us, which is an environment where the sun charges our cells. Our cells of our body are like solar panels, and we receive energy from the sun. So the more that we're staying inside, the less that we are able to self-heal. And it's the same thing with peptides. Peptides is giving our body the things that have been essentially broken down by a lot of these poisons. So peptides is highlighted because it is a very fast track to end disease as we know it today without having to spend a lot of money, and also taking it from the drug dealers that sell us poison at a very high price through insurance that you could only get through doctors. Today, we're going to tell you guys exactly how to buy these peptides, and you can do them from home on your own without a doctor's note or prescription.
Do you think they'll try to take this away from people?
They already are.
Because they don't want people to have access to this, and they want to own every industry and change it.
Yep. They already are doing that, Sarah. So the reason why, when you guys go onto the link that Sarah will put below on how to buy these peptides, right? You can only get the GLP-1s and some other ones that they are trying to take away. Like for a while there, tirzepatide, retatrutide, you couldn't get them from even compound pharmacies. You couldn't get them from the link that Sarah's going to share in their VIP. Basically, it's they have to put them behind a paywall because they are trying to regulate them in ways that will restrict our access. Especially right now, they want to take the ones that people are using right now for essentially repairing tissues like tendons and ligaments, et cetera. The BPC 157, people have been able to not need surgery. They've been able to repair these connective tissues that are causing a lot of body pain. And they want to take that one and make that their next blockbuster drug, like the GLP-1s, like Ozempic. They've made billions of dollars on Ozempic. And so they want to take this away. So I tell people, get on this stuff now as soon as you can, stock up as much as you can, and use them as much as you can before and if. I mean, if we all consciously do this, maybe they won't take them away from us. But as they are right now, we have access to them. So use them. Do not wait to get to until they take them away. And if they do, we're trying to hopefully keep this at a point where they don't take away our access. The day that they take away those the things that we're using now is the day that we have to even more triple, quadruple up on our lifestyle. So I've done work with RFK before, talking about these things back in 2021, before he started talking a lot about peptides, because he was just talking about the root cause, which was, Fauci and how they want to vaccinate the world at this point. Not only do they want to vaccinate all of the pets and the children and the adults, they also, like I mentioned earlier, want 50% of children at the age of 12 to be on Ozempic for the rest of their life. And it's because they're feeding them crappy food that is creating these issues with A1C, blood sugar dysregulation, metabolic chaos, mitochondria deficiencies, type 2 diabetes, and more. So this is me, and I wanted to just show a picture. I've been a bodybuilder. I was a pro soccer player from the age of 17, and I was bodybuilding, and I became a professional bodybuilder. So this is really the peptide world has been part of my life since I was 39 years old, or actually 30 years old, and now I'm 46. So we've been using peptides for various things. I was using them back when I first started bodybuilding at the age of 29. And then I started using Botox for beauty, and that's when I learned that dying too beautiful was not a good thing. Now we could actually use things like copper. You could access those peptides on the link Sarah is going to share to do your own med spaing at home too. I mean, I could go on a whole different tangent about how you can regenerate collagen. We use copper intranasally as well to build your beauty, as well as, beauty is really built from the connective tissues within our body. If our gut is destroyed, so too is our outer skin. Your inner skin determines how you look on the outside. And so when we start to really rebuild the body on the inside, we build our beauty and our energy, our immunity, our vitality on the outside. It's how it works. So there's various peptides that we utilize for various reasons and for different goals. I got poisoned. It took me getting poisoned by Botox to really wake up and go, there has to be a more natural, holistic, inexpensive way. And there is. You could use copper instead of Botox, which is awesome.
So you didn't really put bombs in front of your his breasts or anything like that. She has a picture of two bombs up there. But question, is the bodybuilding world kind of a cult of its own?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way that it is now is completely different than it was 15 years ago when I first got in, or 17 years ago when I first got into it. It's very, very toxic. It's very body dysmorphic. I was back then eating six meals a day. I was doing, actually, I tried Anavar, which is it's something that I don't recommend to anybody, and it's really steroids, and it helps you to build muscle, to burn fat, and to improve strength and endurance very quickly. And I did it for 2 weeks and decided this is not for me. I feel terrible on this, and I still ended up winning and qualifying for nationals. I just didn't tell my coach that I stopped because
Oh,
it is a,
really?
oh yeah, they control you. They think they own you. And if you don't do what they say, then you'll get kicked off the team. I was spending $1,200 a month on coaches, posing coaches, bikinis, tanning, entering competitions,
Did you
all of the
make
different.
money? Did you make money when you
No.
won? You just spent
No.
money. What were you doing? Wait, it was just
Well,
a, it's a, it's another thing that you get into. Yeah.
yeah. I was doing, I was sponsored, so I was getting a lot of, free supplements and everything. And it got me to where I am now, Sarah, so I know what not to do.
For sure.
I've learned a lot, and that's why I put this up there, not to brag, not to show myself half naked on stage, tanned and wearing a pink bikini, but it just gives me credibility to show you guys that I learned a lot about what not to do. And when you see pictures of me like this was me busting my butt to look this way. So it's not that the supplement or the peptide we're talking about today is going to get you these results. But it, you can get these results quicker without needing to work as hard as I did, without needing to be body dysmorphic and almost passed out the day before a show because I was not drinking water and I wasn't eating sugar, no carbohydrates at all. So I've learned a lot about what not to do. And that's how, that's my journey and my story and why I come here. I can say I learned more about what not to do. And here's the healthier version. And here's a healthier way to do this. People who go up on stage and look like this, or even on Instagram or anywhere else that you're following, they might sell you this one supplement, say, this is how I got these results, but they're lying to you. A lot of them are using really nasty drugs. They're using heroin. They're using crack. I've seen it all, and I've helped them get out of it on the other side. So there's a very unhealthy way, and this is the healthier way that we're going to talk about today and what's next. So, and I'm also a naturopathic doctor. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. I practice functional and regenerative medicine. I teach detox. And I, so there's a way to do this where you actually can be healthy and you can accomplish this with, let's just say, for starters, if you were to try one peptide, this is what we're going to talk about today. So do you want to introduce it, Sarah?
Well, yeah, Sloop. And is it SLO? Everybody just does it like Sloop with two O's, but I think it's SLO0P. Is
Yeah.
that right? Yeah. But
It's phonetic.
nobody knows, and so everybody would do, put it there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just phonetic Sloop because, there's a lot of different, like I said, numeric and alphabetized chains of how you would describe a peptide. A lot of it's like, well, what is MOTC or what is GLP-1? What does all it mean? We're going to talk about what the benefits are versus why is it called SLUPP332.
Yeah,
So
well, yeah. So it's, you wouldn't want to do it, but I had someone email. I put Sloop just how you have it in my article, and I kept it like that in my when I listed it. But somebody emailed and says it's actually SLO0P. I thought that was interesting. Anyways, keep going.
no, I mean, and it's like, let's just say sleep with different vowels. okay. And out there's kind of a correlation to that because 98% of fat burning does happen while you sleep. So Sloop does
Wow.
help you burn fat, but so too does sleep if you get enough of it and high quality enough. And this peptide will actually help you sleep better, as they all do, because we are severely lacking on peptides. Peptides are the chains that hold our body together. They're the things that form, proteins, amino acids. Most people are not getting enough protein. So let's just talk about the fundamentals of what Sloop is and why it's a really good starting point. If you were to say, hey, I'm going to start this peptide journey. I don't really want to inject. What can I do instead? This is actually a supplement that you can take orally. And let me just get into it. On here is really where it's the holy grail of the many things that many of us are going, wait a minute, this is all in one pill. This is not too good to be true. So here's what we talked about earlier. We are running on batteries as humans, 10 to 20% of our full potential. Our body cannot make enough energy anymore because we are being poisoned at every level, from the fires and the fogs and financial depletion and the stress of talking heads on TV. We're being moved faster than ever. A lot of us have brain fog, a lot of disease diagnoses, and we think that, you go to the doctor, you get radiated when you got cancer. Well, this is how you can prevent it. So let's talk about this specific one peptide. It helps to elevate and helps your body to produce its own energy by supporting mitochondria levels, which is that last bullet point you can see there, improving mitochondrial density, therefore increasing muscle firepower when training via cardio or weightlifting. So a lot of people will think, well, I exercise, I walk. What I say about walking is that is lymphatic drainage by way of increasing movement in the body. The exercise is getting your heart rate above 100 or 120 or so. So cardio and weightlifting are both important to do correlate with these peptides. That's what makes them work better. That's why we're seeing so many people on Ozempic or any other kind of GLP-1 that has thyroid cancer or other issues like the blindness, or they've got major issues with their drainage pathways, struggling, their colon having issues, IBS, IBD, autoimmune disease, because their drainage pathways are not open. So I'll get into that in a little bit. So it's important to do these peptides alongside a healthy lifestyle, but this loop is not as important as using GLP-1s and having a healthy lifestyle and moving. When you're on GLP-1s, like Ozempic and Wegovy, those are things that you absolutely should be doing 3 to 4 times a week, exercising and eating a lot of healthy protein. With Sloop, it's a little bit more forgiving. You don't have to do that as much. So it also helps the specific peptide, SLUPP332, to optimize nutrient partaking. What that basically means is it increases the absorption of the carbohydrates that you're using. So the carbohydrates that you're consuming, whether they be healthy fibers or sugars, it gets used as energy rather than being stored as fat. That is critical because we have some people out there who are eating healthy carbohydrates, but it still doesn't matter. They're still storing it as fat because they have metabolic chaos. They have insulin issues. Their insulin isn't being utilized properly, or they have insulin resistance, which means that the receptor sides of the cells cannot take in these sugar molecules to be used as energy. So the body goes, well, we'll just store it as fat. And 65% of the brain is fat. So then you get this, the sugar molecules being stored in the brain, and then they end up with brain fog and a whole host of other issues like dementia or problems with the brain inflammation. So we also have increased physical endurance. And this is what you just mentioned, Sarah. Remember what you were just talking about? Increase it, like it's like fitness in a pill.
Yes, it mimics exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. So increasing physical endurance in a sitting state.
Well,
So
it said in the trials, the preclinical trials with mice, that it increased their endurance by 70%,
yeah.
which is incredible.
Yes. So we have people who I have a big heart because I'm also a personal trainer, a yoga teacher. I used to do all of this in my early 20s. And I work with people who are just coming off of surgeries or injuries, and I'd still work with them to get their resting heart rate up by doing certain things that they could do, right? I would try to figure out a fitness routine for them. Right now, we have a lot of people who just cannot exercise. They can't because they're injured or they're obese or they
Yeah.
have pain, right? So I would tell them, okay, we'll go sit in a sauna. That's the best. Well, I don't have a sauna. Well, buy one. They're $5,000. I can't afford that. You can afford this.
Can
It's less than $100 a month. Yeah, go ahead, Sarah.
elderly, where is it that, how does this work with like somebody who's 70s, 80s?
Yeah, if they can take it too, I would just recommend starting at a lower dose. So
Okay.
that's, yeah.
And are elderly okay in saunas?
Yeah, well, that's a different story. But with elderly, I absolutely would recommend anybody, especially women with breast implants, you shouldn't be using a sauna. You need to get the breast implants out, and then you could use a sauna because a sauna melts the breast implants.
Well, how about like if you have like a hip hip implant or something?
Yeah, that's fine. So I always tell all patients, if you cannot exercise, you need to be sweating. And this is what I love so much about Sloop, is that Sloop also increases your ability to sweat. And that'll be in, I think it's on the
Ooh,
next.
that's good because I never sweat.
Yes.
I don't want to
So
sweat. I'm like, oh, that's good. I want to sweat.
I
But I sit in
know.
a sauna and I never sweat. I'm like, what's going on? I sit in the,
I
they
know.
say you go for more than 15 minutes, it's bad for you. And I'm like, well, I'm not sweating. But
Yeah.
this might
Yeah,
help.
I
Okay.
know. And sweat, you guys, here's the thing. If you're not sweating, it is the, imagine a world where you're not pooping. Well, then
That's what's
how are you
happening.
getting your waste out? If you're not getting waste out, you become wasted, essentially sick. You get sick. You don't get cancer randomly because you have bad genes. It doesn't just run in the family. You're getting sick because your body cannot eliminate waste. So if you're not sweating, it is the equivalent of your bowels not pooping.
That's
Your
bad.
skin,
I'm
yeah,
in
it's
bad
terrible.
shape.
It's deadly. So your
Gonna
skin
help me.
with sweat. So remember
Yeah, but
that.
a lot of women or a lot of people don't, it's harder for them to sweat. for some reason. Like I've never been a big swimmer.
Thyroid. Thyroid issues, Sarah.
Is that what it is?
It is. And so here's another point I was going to make today. So 75% of women over the age of 40 have a thyroid disease of some kind, whether diagnosed or not.
That's great.
75%. And the reason why, I mean, there's multiple reasons why, and I don't want to get too off track, but the thyroid is responsible for your metabolism.
Yep.
And whether it's iodine deficiency, because our thyroid hormones are made up of cholesterol, iodine, B vitamins, magnesium. There's 11 minerals that are required to make a thyroid hormone, right? That's important. But what threatens that is poisons and pathogens. There's a specific type of parasite called Blastocystis hominis. I see that very often in people that I work with. And it's a parasite that loves to lay its little eggs right here and creates tumors and cysts and cancer. Then someone gets thyroid cancer and they cut out the thyroid gland. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's just the parasites community. And we kill the parasites and we don't have to take away the thyroid gland. The thyroid
Yeah.
endocrine system is very, very sensitive.
Interesting.
Yes. And then T4 is made up of four iodine molecules. Your cells can't recognize T4. It needs to be knocked down to T3, which is three iodine molecules. And 70% of that conversion happens in the liver. So the thing I love so much about peptides and what we're talking about today is that it helps your body with the liver's ability to cleanse these poisons out. So,
This one's a big one for, 'cause I'm having some liver issues when I did some text checks. So this is a big one to help with that.
yeah, hold
That's
on.
good. Am I sweating? Hey guys, I didn't know any of that.
So, one of the things I'll get to in these next slides is also the importance of when these peptides work the best is when your hormones are optimized. So this is why we also recommend working with a doctor like myself to support you with ensuring that you have healthy levels and healthy metabolism and production of your thyroid hormone as well as testosterone. So this is something that a lot of people are very low on a testosterone, and sometimes taking testosterone will help with this. More so specifically with GLP-1s, not as much with Sloop, but this is also what's very important. When we have our hormones optimized, then the peptides are able to work a bit better. And most people, to your point earlier, Sarah, they're not sweating because their thyroid health is not optimized. Whenever I see somebody who's not sweating, the first place I look is their thyroid, the first place. And most people, and especially women, their thyroid is not healthy, and we have to work with that. And it's because their thyroid is also not healthy because their liver is not healthy. A third of the population has fatty liver disease, and then that's non-alcohol induced. It's because we're full of poisons. So people need to make sure they're draining. In other words, they're moving, they're sweating, they're doing their healthy, at least taking walks a mile a day or something. But I'll get to more of that in the next
That's why
slide.
exercise is so important. When I did, I would do intense yoga, you know, what is that? Yoga Sculpt. And it was like this woman came out. I don't know where the heck she came out of. So like
I used to teach that,
she came out of, it was incredible. I would sweat with that. I mean, she would just go nuts. So, but that's why people like to sweat, because it's a good thing. But once I got older, I had a really hard time with the heat. I couldn't handle the heat and the exercise. You know, you go through that period where you just can't do that.
And this loop will help with that because it's a bit, a lot of that is our hormonal output and our ability to adapt to heat, which requires adrenaline and cortisol and healthy adrenals. So, and the thyroid and the adrenals, they go together. And if they're not healthy, then we start to break down and we can't handle stress as well. We become less stress resilient. And this is where metabolic chaos comes in. And this is where people start to get really sick and they wonder why all of a sudden they got sick, but it's been a continuum. So this is again why thyroid health and testosterone health is really important. But we want to summarize this one specific peptide that you guys can take one pill once a day for, and I'll get into that, and it will start to work with improving all of these things. It helps you to essentially mimic exercise without moving, and it helps you to absorb and utilize carbohydrates for fuel, which is how it gives you an elevated energy expenditure. It helps to burn both stubborn subcutaneous and visceral body fat. So it has a really great regulation of high cholesterol and decreases organ damage. So people out there going, oh my God, my cholesterol's high. All of that's nonsense. High levels of cholesterol, like 400, used to be healthy like 30 years ago. So it is nonsense what they tell you about health, cholesterol being bad if it's too high. You need cholesterol to make hormones. The literal external part of your cells is cholesterol. The inside is protein. So if they're giving you things to reduce your cholesterol, they're reducing your hormonal production. It's nonsense. What we're talking about is stored cholesterol in the bad areas, which would be like in the liver and in the gallbladder. We need to make sure your body's moving these things out. So, and then it also, like I mentioned earlier, helps with training. It helps with your results if you are going to go to the gym. To have healthier endurance and healthier tonality when you're building muscles. And the more muscles that you have, the more energy that you're producing because your muscles make mitochondria more than any other part of the body. And they also help you to burn fat at a rested state. So we're not just talking about, this is not just, again, as a reminder for people who are wanting to become bodybuilders or, go to the gym and build muscle. This is for anybody who is looking to replicate the same things that we were just talking about. It's like, you really can obtain all of these things in one pill. Yes, you can. So we're calling it the holy grail of fat loss supplements. And there's multiple aspects of fat loss that you can tackle through the use of smart supplementation of just specifically this one peptide. I've been using berberine in my practice for a long time, and berberine helps with a lot of people who have low testosterone or PCOS, and they're not utilizing testosterone the right way. It helps to kill a lot of specific unhealthy levels of bacteria in the small intestine. Patients that I work with that have SIBO, which is small intestine bacterial overgrowth. But there's a lot of things that berberine can help do. Metformin is the cloned version of that in Western medicine. And they use both of these things, and we use both of these things to treat high blood sugar levels that are caused by or bring on type 2 diabetes. So if I see people who have unhealthy, imbalanced blood sugar levels, I will recommend berberine to them. I hear a lot of people get metformin, which is unhealthy. And it's much more expensive. So people are out there looking to lower their A1C, and what where I've seen a lot of people, they say, oh, I'm taking. I'm taking the GLP-1s. I'm taking Ozempic because I want to improve my A1C level. And I'm like, that's a really weird goal. Why would you just want to take it to treat a lab test? Don't you want to take it to feel better in a certain
That's
way?
right.
I know. And they're because people are trained and brainwashed that they should be afraid of something on their blood test. And I'm like, that is the most disconnected thing ever. How about I want to feel better? I want to burn this fat off my body. I want to have brain clarity. I want to be able to travel with my family. I want to have great sex and sleep well and wake up looking and loving the person looking back at me in the mirror. I want to be happy. I want to lower my A1C. That's not a goal. Anyway, what A1C does dictate though, is if you have A1C levels that are higher than 6.5%, then it indicates diabetes, and then you're not healthy and you feel like the opposite of all of those things, right? So if you do want to lower your A1C, and that means you want to manage your blood sugar better, you're not going to be craving unhealthy foods, you're going to lose the weight, you're going to feel better, you're going to have the brain clarity and everything else because it's better for your health, because all of these A1C, a high A1C is a predictor of long-term unhealth. The things that we talk about that are related to diabetes, right? That can lead to autoimmune disease. So we're talking about Sloop, and this is what it looks like in a bottle. It comes in 60 capsules. It's $90, and you take one every single day for the first 4 weeks, and we'll get into that next. Sarah has a coupon code for you guys. What's so cool about this one that I love, and we always have to say this about peptides, it's for research purposes only, and this is not medical advice, right? So this is what we have to say as a disclaimer. But this is those of you who want to become your own best doctor and you're tired of just taking the pills and listening to your doctor and not having any degree of understanding that when they sit there with you and say, well, it looks like your blood tests are fine, except for your A1C level is high. So take Ozempic. And it's $1,500 a month. And you're like, well, I guess I have no other choice. But yes, you do. Yes, you have a choice.
Yes. Yep.
And this is
And
what's
this is a good one.
this is an amazing one. So, how to take it? It's very simple. I mean, very simple. You take one pill a day. And so here's the ideas. If you're looking to target fat loss, it's one reason to take it, but it's not just for that. I talked about all the other great things that it has to offer. And there's other peptides too, you guys. And that's why in, my ministry group, I meet with our members every week and we talk about various peptides. We have a lot of people who have high levels of mold in their body. It's pretty much everybody at this point. High levels of mold in the body means high levels of fat. And so I help you guys also target why you have fat stores. And that's a whole nother story. But for right now, just to keep it simple, just try this one thing and see how you feel. Take it first thing in the morning. It's ideal to thereafter take it within 30, 60, 90 minutes and go exercise, get moving. If you can't yet exercise with weights, then just go do some fast walking outside or get to the gym and do like the stair mill or something, or go climb a mountain or a hill. Get your heart rate moving, right? Because it enhances your endurance. But it does work better in a fasted state. So ideally, you're doing some, intermittent fasting. Maybe don't eat after 8 o'clock at night, the night before. And then do this, take this first thing in the morning, go move, and then have your first meal at noon. And you've been fasting for 15 minutes. Sarah lost 5 pounds in her first week. I could see it in her face. And
Oh,
so
you
just imagine,
can,
I
but
can. I
now,
can see it.
but now, does this also reduce appetite?
Well,
Does it all?
GLP-1s, like, again, I'll remind you guys, GLP-1s is the tirzepatide, the retatrutide, the semaglutide, right? And I like retatrutide the best. In order to find that, again, you go to Sarah's link and you have to sign up to be a VIP member. You don't pay anything. But then you get access to things like the retatrutide. That's my favorite GLP-1. It's a tripeptide. So it works with all of the different peptides, the different benefits that peptides offer. But that's mainly what works with like the hunger hormones like ghrelin and the leptin. But this does help to work to reduce your hunger cravings because you're more effectively utilizing sugar and glucose that's stored in fat or the liver or in the muscles. So it's
That
not going to
makes
be the
sense.
cure, but it does work with it indirectly.
So, because you're not as hungry because you are burning your fat and your body's using that, and so you just don't feel like you need to eat all the time. That's why
Exactly.
obese mice lost 12% of their body weight in 4 weeks. Isn't that incredible?
12. So let's just do the math. If you weigh 300 pounds and you are looking to lose body fat, right? What's 12% of 300? That's 12 pounds, I think. Is it? No,
No,
12%.
it's
36 pounds.
32. Yeah,
That's
thir
36 pounds. 36 pounds.
it's
36.
it's it might be a little bit. Is it? I mean, that's really aggressive, isn't it?
50 pounds.
Yeah.
Yep. In the first month. Now that's the thing. So I'm going to pause right there. If you lose 30 pounds of your 300 pound frame in 1 month, how does fat leave the body? There are.
It's like a detox protocol, essentially, what you're dealing with.
Correct. And in order for fat to leave the body, the exit doors for where they leave have to be open. So I don't have a slide for this here, but I have it in my coursework and I teach my patients this. There are four ways that fat leaves the body. Number one, it's through stool, and that's about 10%. Number two, it's going to be through your urine. Number three, you lose it from your hair, maybe, or if you're a woman, you might bleed it out. Number four, sweating, and that's about 20% of it. But the main way that we release fat and purge our poisons, most people don't know this, it's exhalation, it's
Oh,
respiration.
really?
So if people are breathing like this and they're breathing shallow all day, you are actually restricting weight loss. So
Really? I
as
didn't
a
know that.
yeah, so as a yoga teacher, I would tell people diaphragmatic breathing. Breathe with your belly, push your belly button out, and then bring it back in. And when you're doing that, you're also pumping all of your organs and asking them to purge poisons. So you want to make sure, and this is how the danger occurs with the GLP-1s, is that most people's drainage pathways are absolutely blocked. So the body's trying to release poison, but it's simply just moving it around and it ends up in the brain or ends up in the thyroid gland or ends up in the eyeballs and poisons can't leave. And then they just recirculate and cause problems at the genetic weakest link of that person at that specific time. So you do need a place for the 30 pounds of a 300-pound person. It needs to leave somehow. So make sure you're considering that, right? And make sure you're working with a practitioner, a doctor like myself, who can recommend the peptides and also look at your lifestyle and see where you might be blocked. Like you might have a kink in the hose in one of those drainage pathway areas. So I'm glad that you stopped me on that one, Sarah, because those studies show that it looks really great, but it doesn't just work like take a pill, but you and fat just goes away. The fat needs to leave somewhere. So
Yeah,
cardio health.
that's the concern I have, is that it's so aggressive that if you're not, you have to drink water, more water too, right? I mean, you have to, because doesn't the water, to talk about the water, I mean, it's so aggressive that I think we needed to make sure people understand this. If you're going to take this, and I think that's why people are also getting sick on Ozempic, is because it is so aggressive. You really need to know your body's going through major changes.
Yep, exactly. And so this one is not as aggressive as the GLP-1s, actually. This one is, when I think about this one, it is more like, if you're a relatively healthy person, you're drinking like, and I'm looking at this water bottle right here. This is 1 liter of bo 1 liter, right?
Yep.
Most people are drinking half that a day. So most people are tired and overweight because they don't even drink enough water. So first of all, I wouldn't caution you by saying don't take this at all if you're not super healthy. This is much less aggressive than the GLP-1s. So this is a good start. But this is also why, when I look at this, I would recommend you take something like, so read that dose right there, Sarah. Take how much every day?
250 milligrams. And so that
And
bottle comes with two, that's for just for month one, is one a day at 250 milligrams.
so here's the thing. I'm always very cautious with patients when I first start them out. And you and I talked about this before the show, because many people are very sensitive right now because their body is so overly toxic that their immune system, when I do stool testing with my patients, most people's immune system is like on overdrive, or it's exhausted because it's been on overdrive for a long time. And so too has there been their adrenals and their thyroid is the gas tank that's pushing on the pedal to say go. And most people now cannot do that anymore because their body's so tired, because we are being attacked at every level with poisons and pathogens, right? So I would recommend starting off with half of that dose if I'm working with a patient. If I'm working with a health, and this is why it always depends on each person, but if you're somebody who's like Sarah or me and you're relatively healthy, start with 250 mcgs, and it comes in a 250 mcg pill. You take it every morning and then on an empty stomach, and then to have your first meal after that, ideally after you exercise, if you do, it optimizes absorption and efficacy. The goal is to allow your body to acclimate to the peptide, and it also supports the initial benefits like improved energy, metabolism, and cellular repair. And then the next week, for the next couple of months, you can increase it to twice a day. And then you take the evening dose at least 2 hours after your last meal or just before bedtime. So it's really simple. Wake up, take the pill. Before you go to bed, take the pill. That's it. And the goal is to, in this stage, the second phase, to enhance cumulative benefits like muscle repair, fat loss, hormonal balance, and recovery. And then after that, you adjust back to once a day, or you maintain, if you like, twice a day, if you feel really good with it, based on your body frame, based on how your body's responding to it, based on your body's your goals, your progress. If you're taking it once a day, it's only going to cost you $45 a month. If you take it twice a day, it's $90 a month. So it depends on your budget as well. But this is like five benefits in one. So it's kind of like that thing where you don't have to take, I recommend most patients three to four peptides. In this case, you might just need to take one. So the goal here is to sustain benefits while minimizing long-term adaptation or tolerance. And the key considerations are just like you said earlier, Sarah, drink plenty of water, because elimination pathways are through urine. That's how a lot of the mold leaves our body. There's a lot of urine water-based toxins that leave through the kidneys. So make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Your body's going to tell you too. Your body will communicate, I want more water. So that's the good thing. Listen to it. Don't give it soda. and cycle off after 12 to 16 weeks of use, then just take a break for a month and then, bring it back, because what we're trying to do is reset receptor sensitivity, because then it's more effective when you come back on it again after a month. So very simply, take it for 3 months, stop for a month, come back on it for 3 months, and just keep trying it on and off. It's very simple. If it's new to you, then like I said, you want to titrate a little bit slower. But mentioning again that the diet, pair it with a clean, high protein diet for optimal results. If you're like, but I don't want to do that, I don't want a clean protein diet, then just start slower, start with half the dose. And then the expected benefits that you shall feel, you ideally will be feeling, is the first month you'll feel increased energy, improved mood, and subtle metabolic effects. And then the next 2 months will be noticeable changes in your body composition, recovery, and cognitive clarity. This is huge because one of my patients' main complaints these days is they have dementia, they have brain fog, they can't remember why they walked into the other room, they can't remember their spouse's name, they can't remember what they were doing the next week, let alone what they had for breakfast that morning. And then longer term is improved hormonal balance, cellular health, and overall vitality. So you have a lot, also a lot of people today with Parkinson's, and they can't figure out how to, get their brain back. This is a really great step toward that. And then, like I mentioned earlier, to optimize and maximize the effectiveness of any peptide, worked on five things: hormonal levels, like I mentioned, testosterone and thyroid, drainage, like your colon, liver. I mentioned all that already. I'm just, wrapping up here. A cleaner, lower carb diet, healthy fat and protein macro balance, and movement, like exercise, fitness, and strength training, especially for people who are taking GLP-1s, and then hydration, rest, and connection to nature. And then the diet that I teach is to avoid the things that I mentioned there, like avoiding or reducing like dairy, processed meats, high sugar, artificial ingredients, high fructose corn syrup, GMOs, et cetera. So that is what's missing in the peptide space, is that people talk about peptides and a healthier lifestyle. But this specific peptide is a lot more forgiving, where you don't have to go so hardcore on the lifestyle as much as you would need to with GLP-1s. It's nowhere near as aggressive. So I think it's a lot more friendly. And Sarah, what was your experience with it? Because you,
Well,
like you said.
I'm actually retatrutide is the first one that I've been taking. I'm waiting to take this one, and I'm really excited about it. That's why I'm saying this is really aggressive. I can feel how it's a GLP-1. I can feel how aggressive this is, and so I'm really excited about taking this one. But in clinical studies, the weight loss has been similar, though. I mean, it's so even though it's not as aggressive in your body, it looks like it might be the similar results from a weight loss standpoint. The bodybuilders that I was looking at and reading about, and you probably know this, they're on it continually. And so is it a thing where you learn lose too much weight?
What,
You know,
on
can people,
GLP-1s?
yeah, can you get to a point where you're just like, this is too much, guys? You
Oh,
don't want
Sarah.
anorexics walking around.
To me, it looks like zombie apocalypse. Have you ever seen, like, you guys listening, you can type in Ozempic face, and it literally looks like a zombie face. They've lost fat in their face. It's breaking down their organs. It's not good. It's not a good look. And then they go off of it for whatever reason because they feel like crap. It's really like 30 to 60% of people go off of it after like 3 months, and then they gain even more weight. So this is a way to do it in a healthier fashion where it's a little bit slower, but I do love GLP-1s. I think that they really are what we need to optimize our insulin receptor sites, our ability to utilize food for fuel, and to also heal cardiovascular muscles and the brain and stroke. There's all sorts of really good studies out there that you guys can all find, but it's not about just the taking of the Ozempic. It's about the peptides that are the base of it that are really helping people to restore, repair, recover a lot of the body parts that have been so attacked. We are in World War III right now. We are in it because of the sheer amount of poisons that we are exposed to. And so that's what you can take, either one of these two or both that we're talking about today. And there's no harm in, adding the BPC to it as well. Thymosin alpha is amazing for the immune system to support the body's ability to handle all this information. So, if you're listening and you're like, which one do I take? And, how do I make a decision? You can join, my VIP group. We have a dianekasia.com/Sarah Westall. All that information is there. If you want to do some lab testing to figure out how to customize this, that's in there too. We have a $500 off coupon for you guys. If you want to do some to toxic burden testing, which no doctors do and under insurance and Western medicine anyway. But we're here for all of it. If you just want to try the peptide, that's a great place to start too. The Sloop one we talked about today is A really good one that I think anybody can benefit from and just get started, like we talked about today, at the slower doses and just work your way up. But if you need help with it, you can join my ministry group for a dollar for your first week and just check it out. And all of our peptide stacks and hacks and dosages are all in there for you guys to DIY. And then I'm in there for 2 hours a week every week supporting everybody with questions that they might have to customize the journey, because it can be a little overwhelming. And I do recommend working with a doctor when you do the more advanced peptides.
Well, I just, because it's so aggressive, I just didn't want people. And I know, like, what I was like when I was young, I couldn't be perfect enough, and you don't want to fall into that, because if there is, you don't want to be so thin. Like, you have a thing saying dying to be
Beautiful.
beautiful. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Or
Like,
dying to be skinny, like you said in our last show.
yeah, I these are so aggressive. And I want to lose weight, but I don't want to lose weight at the expense of my health. And that's just not, we want to make sure that you're doing this in a responsible way. I lost my camera here, but so what? But you were talking about the Ozempic face. That concerns me. I mean, you don't want it. I see people who get too thin and they just look so bad, and I don't want to. And I hope people tell, my husband will tell me, and he's so, you look like crap. He'll tell me. He won't say, he loves me, so he's not gonna. But if I got too thin, he would be like, "What the hell are you doing?" So I hope
Yeah.
you have somebody in your life that will help you with this, because this really is aggressive.
Yeah. The GLP ones are the more aggressive. I wouldn't be afraid of it, but it is something that you should be working with a qualified doctor. I'm happy to help you guys with that, with GLP-1s. But the Sloop is something that you can just try and buy on your own. It doesn't really require medical supervision or
It's
a doctor's
safer.
note. It's much safer. It's not as aggressive. And I think that's a really great place for you guys to start, especially if your goals were any of the things we talked about today. There's other shows we can do on our next episode. If you're somebody who has like body pain and you feel like your shoulders are hurting and you've got frozen shoulder, or you're on the precipice of thinking you need like a knee surgery or a back surgery, or maybe you had one or are having one and you want help to recover faster and prepare for it, we could talk
The
about that in
wound
another show.
healing. Yeah, you
Yeah.
got wound healing, you have anti-aging, you have all these other things that are just amazing. What I like
Yeah.
about the Sloop is that people just keep, I mean, but is it a good maintenance thing too? You go on and off. I just, because I know all these, I started doing research into what the bodybuilders and the athletes are doing, and they're just taking this stuff.
Yeah. And it's not just the bodybuilders. A lot of people look at bodybuilders and think, well, I want to look like that, but you don't have to be extreme.
Yes.
The thing is that when I was a bodybuilder and I was doing the albuterol, it was so unhealthy. I felt like a truck hit me every morning. That's a steroid. Here we are, and it's so cool. I mean, we've got AI, we've got all these new advancements, but this is a very powerful fat loss agent. But the reason it's powerful, even if you don't want to lose weight, it's just because it will help. If it's not a weight loss thing that you're after, but you want to feel stronger, you want to feel like you have more endurance, and you want
That's
to
what I
have
mean.
not like caffeine energy where you feel jittery and anxious, but like real healthy, energized, vitalized energy. That's what this does. That's what this Sloop does. So you could just give it a shot, and it's very inexpensive. And come on, let us know how you're doing. Give us some
That's what I
feedback.
want to hear. Yeah, what a help. But see, I think a lot of athletes, I came from an athletic background like you did. And people, you get into your middle age and you still want to, or even if you weren't an athlete, you don't have to be an athlete, but you just want to go out there and feel good when you go exercise. You still want to be able to play tennis or soccer or whatever you do, and you want to be able to perform and run around. This will really help with that, won't it?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly. And
really excited about it.
if you go on a trip, like right now I'm in Sedona. That's my second home to Mexico. And Playa del Carmen is where my new home will be as of next week. And I'm in Sedona now. We've got some beautiful red rocks here that many people come and they want to take hikes, but they can't really go farther than a mile because they're in pain, or they're overweight, and they really want to, 'cause they're like, this land is so beautiful. And I've given tours here and people are just like, I can't do it. And they need to stop. But imagine being able to, even at the age of 70 or 80, you can get through it. That's what this one peptide can start you on the path of. But if you do have body pain, add BPC in there. And if you're like, what's that? Join my VIP ministry group. It's very inexpensive and you'll see what I'm talking about.
It's
And I
like a
can.
dollar, right? I mean, it's just to get people to be serious. So, okay. Well, thank you so much, Diane. We're going to have you back, and once a month, we're going to be talking about this because this is kind of where the world of medicine is going. I had a pharmacist tell me that in their industry, they're talking about it being like this is the holy grail of medicine coming forward. That's what they're all starting to talk about.
And people use it on their pets. I have veterinarians now who are reaching out to me after they hear me on shows like yours, Sarah. This is where we all come together. I'm ex so excited about your everybody who's listening, your level of interest. This should be the top priority, even above supplements right now, because it is beyond the effectivity of supplements. And I knew this day would come because 90% of our gut is where a lot of the supplement absorption happens, but most of our guts are destroyed. I look at poop tests all day long.
Oh,
And
I
if you
know.
have a disrupted digestive tract, you're not absorbing all of these expensive supplements, no matter, how good they are, because your little microvilli are destroyed. And it's because we're just so poisoned. So peptides go straight where they need to go. And
Well,
like
and
100% of it is bioavailable.
that's awesome. The nanoparticles, from what I've been doing some research, they're so small that it can't, your body, those little hair-like follicles can't, they're too small. And so, cause it's less, if it's less than a half a nanometer, I think. And so they're too small to shovel it out. Right. And
Right.
so then it forms in sheets along your gut. That's what we're, your whole digestive tract. That's what I've
Yeah,
been reading.
exactly. And that's where you have things like, and we'll talk about this in the next episode, perhaps, like BPC. And I have some other ones that support people who have extreme dysbiosis and have a lot of infections. So BPC will help to basically scrape off a lot of that mucosal barrier that is filled with a lot of these poisons and pathogens. And then I have other ones that are going to help with bacterial infections that instead of taking Cipro, which is a fluoroquinolone, it's fluoride based. It ruptured my Achilles tendon. It's got a black box warning. It's the number one antibiotic that doctors are prescribing. I'm like, hey, what if we did this one peptide that actually works to help increase healthy flora and get rid of the unhealthy flora like an antibiotic would while also healing the gut? I mean,
That's,
these things exist.
it's like holy crap.
I know.
I'm very excited about it because it seems like but the important thing is, because I want to be respectful because it's so, some of these things are so effective. I want to make sure that we're responsible about doing it, and then also figuring out how to have a maintenance plan so you're not sitting on it forever, or you have times where you come back, but it's not like a forever thing, or it's a, you know what I mean? Like you're on it for a while and then you go off and then you go back on it. 'Cause otherwise now you just have like all these things you gotta do all the time.
Well, I would say this as my final statement, Sarah. We have to do something on a regular basis as long
That's
as we're
true.
living in this toxic world that is only increasing by the
That's very
day.
true.
I mean, if we
That's
get
very true.
RFK, if I'm saying if, I don't look at any of these politicians as gurus that are going to come save me. You are saving yourself, and you have to take responsibility by understanding that. Right now, we're more poisoned than ever with a lot of the geoengineering, the fake weather. You've done so much good publicity on this, Sarah. We know that inside of all this crap with Dane Wigington being the global whistleblower, it's filled with graphene oxide and now a lot of parasites and fungal spores and mold. We're breathing it in, and that's the number one way that we're exposed to it. And then it gets into your respiratory tract, and then your heart pumps it full. It ends up in your lymph. Then it shows up in your blood. Your blood is like the most ridiculous way of testing for optimal health. We got to go deeper. So as long as we're living in this world, we have to be doing something to shield us and protect us and empower us and reignite the immune system, balance it out. It's really that we become our own best warriors. And as long as we're in this world, we've got to look out for us. But peptides are the lesser expensive and more effective way to do that than the old school way of taking a whole bunch of supplements that might not even get to where they need to go because our digestive tract is so imbalanced and torn up.
Yes. And that's why everybody's so frustrated. You try one, it doesn't work. You do another one, it doesn't work. You're spending all this money, you feel like crap, it's not working. And
Yep.
that's, yeah.
My bet is that you can get a good peptide protocol And spend no more than $300 a month and just be on maintenance. And you wouldn't even need a whole bunch of supplements anymore because your body is taking care of itself and making the very things that you can't make anymore. And that's why you need a supplement and take it from the outside. If you can empower your body to make the things that we've forgotten how to do, then you won't need to be codependent on so many supplements. And that's my goal here.
That's right. So thank you so much. Very well said. Thank you so much, Diane. I really appreciate this.
Yes, my pleasure to be here, Sarah. We'll see you next time.